this Sunday afternoon. Joe Block with you. Kyle Stark, Vice President and Assistant GM of the Pirates, joining us on the line for Neil today. And Kyle, first of all, hello, and greetings from the Rocky Mountains.
Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Good to talk to you. It's September 1st. This is the annual rite of passage, at least for one more year, where the rosters will expand, and the Pirates adding one more player today. Clay Holmes is activated from the injured list, but I know that the Pirates, like all teams, are going to expand it a little bit more, especially as the season ends up here. What do the Pirates have in store for the roster here through September?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's kind of a unique situation here where AAA is finishing up tomorrow and Big League Club has an off day. So we're going to wait till the AAA season is over and then look to add some reinforcements. I think this time of year you're always looking to obviously add some pitching there, you know, backup catcher, give you some protection there, get some protection on the dirt and in the outfield. And so then it becomes a matter of, you know, some targeted things where, hey, we feel like these guys can help us win some games in Pittsburgh, and then also maybe some guys that we think would benefit from getting some additional time there.
And the last that you heard from baseball, is it for sure that the rosters are going to be shrunk next year to 28, or is that still something that is ongoing, at least, or will be in the offseason? What do you hear?
Yeah, I think continuing to hammer out what exactly it's going to look like, I think both sides see a lot of value in doing it. It's just a matter of making sure that it makes sense all around, and how does that impact, you know, rosters throughout the year. So continue to hammer out those details, but I think you know, everybody expects this to look different going forward.
And for the Pirates this year, since there will be a number of players that are up, I would presume mostly players, if not entirely players, that have already spent some time here in the major leagues this year. What are the goals of September developmentally? Because obviously playing time becomes a little bit shorter for everybody involved with more players. But what do you look to try to do developmentally in September?
Yeah, I think it depends on the guy. You know, all of our players have some specific developmental needs in terms of what we're trying to move forward. And so, you know, I think in a perfect world, we're able to keep that going forward. You know, I think there's also the element of, you know, short-term fit, long-term fit. How does this guy help us, you know, win games in Pittsburgh and trying to navigate that? So, you know, I think September generally is a combination of protection and continued development, and then you start getting into the individual guys. What, you know, how do we keep moving their one thing focus forward? What are we trying to get done with them? And then also, you know, just how they fit within our Major League club, helping us win games going down the road.
So I'm curious, too, and you talk about the individuals. I'll bring up one in Brian Reynolds, and I think about the extraordinary season that he's had. And developmentally, of course, players are always developing, really, even in their 30s, of course. But for him, I'm curious how you might approach, in a blanket way, in September with guys who have not played in September before. Is there something there that the Pirates do to try to have those guys in their first full major league seasons really be able to thrive in September?
Yeah, I think some of it happens before they get to the spot. You know, whether it be guys trying to get some of those guys exposure to Arizona Fall League or Winter Ball, Instructional League, just how do we keep extending the season so that the first time they need to, you know, play a 6 month, it isn't in the big leagues. But I think the other part of it is just recognizing that the grind of a major league season you know, is different from those other developmental opportunities, just the mental and physical grind. And again, I think, you know, I mentioned mental, I think that's probably more so than anything, just because the level of competition you're facing every night, you know, is unlike anything they've ever faced before. So, you know, with Reynolds, I think it's a matter of us having exposed him to a 6 month before this year. And then I think it's also the work that we've done with him this year to keep him staying fresh as best we can. And then I think as we go into September, it's a matter of making sure that all of our resources from a physical side, from a skill side, from a mental side, are aimed at helping him finish stronger than he started. And, you know, I think he's obviously put together a awesome first year in the big leagues. He continues to learn. He continues to grow. He continues to develop. Like you said, all players are continuing to evolve and grow. Some do it better than others, and I think Brian's a perfect example of a guy who learns well. He adjusts well. He continues to develop and try to get better, and we're seeing that play out.
Kyle Stark is in for Neil Huntington here on the Neil Huntington Show from Denver on the phone with us. And so as we get set for September, also the rosters expand. It also can mean some injured players can return. Clay Holmes activated today. What's the latest with Chris Archer? Is he going to be back this season?
So Chris is scheduled to resume throwing here this week. And then, I think it'll then be a matter of how he responds to that. I think that we've got a few different guys that are going to have some checkpoints here this week just to kind of assess where they're at. And Chris is one of those guys who's going to, throw, see how he responds. And then, we'll work together with him to assess, how he responds to that. And then how do we move forward with this? Would love to get him back out there competing, but also recognize how he impacts us going forward, and we'll work through that. So he'll throw this week. We'll see how he responds to that checkpoint and then progress from there.
Would there be any benefit if he does get healthy enough to pitch, but obviously time runs out to stretch him out, would there be any benefit to have him pitch an inning once in a while or something like that just to finish the season healthy and active?
Yeah, I think we'd have to work through that. I don't know that there's a ton of value to just getting him back pitching for anybody's peace of mind. I mean, this isn't something that we've got long-term concerns with or anything like that. Chris is a pro. He's shown the ability to take care of himself physically and take the ball consistently. So, it's not like we're trying to answer some question as far as that goes going forward. So it's really more just a matter of, does it make sense? Does he respond accordingly, and does it make sense to get him back out there starting for us and finishing the season strong and doing so with his teammates? But to just get him back out there for an inning or whatever periodically to kind of answer any long-term health questions there, that's not really what we're dealing with Chris.
What about Chris Stratton? Is he projected to return, or is it still too early to tell?
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly optimistic that he will. He's another guy that's going to get checked out again here this week, and we'll put together a progression from there. I think everyone, including Chris, feels like he's going to be able to get back out there and get back on the bump and compete, but. We'll check that off the list here this week. See how he checks out on a few things, and then whatever else we need to do in terms of getting him going again.
And then finally, with Gregory Polanco, he's definitely done for this season.
No, not necessarily. I mean,
okay.
Gregory was we were ramping up activities and continuing to push game like intensity to see how he responded, and he continued to experience discomfort. So I have obviously adjusted that timeline and backed off of that. He'll get checked out this week by our docs in Pittsburgh and then figure out the next course of action. I think the 60-day designation was as much procedural as it was anything else. We pushed him through some different challenges, and he continued to experience some discomfort, so we shut that down, and we'll get him checked out this week and then figure out next steps from there.
So the door is open if he does get healthy enough to play,
yep.
That he could come back, but who knows whether that
yep.
will take place, right? Okay, that's fair.
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, good assessors now as we kind of get the Pirates set up for September. We'll kind of look a little bit deeper down into some of the developmental things, the Fall League as well here on the Neil Huntington Show with special guest Kyle Stark, the assistant GM. That's coming up as we continue here on the Neil Huntington Show from Denver here on the Pirates Baseball Network. Back on the Neil Huntington Show with Kyle Stark on the phone here from Denver, and wanted to get into some development questions for you with the minor leagues overall, Kyle, that we're seeing a couple of rookies especially stand out this year with Kevin Newman and Brian Reynolds, and Newman a little bit of time last year, but Reynolds his first time around this year. Reynolds coming over from another organization, Newman homegrown. And I just wanted to get an idea of, is there a general theme of something that the Pirates do to get guys big league ready to contribute right off the bat when they are promoted? Some guys obviously come over from other organizations, but what do the Pirates do? I'm curious to know if there's a general theme with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the magic question, right? We want guys to go up there and immediately have success, and you know, I think that's a combination of both the prep that's done before they get there, and then also you know, how they're received when they get there. I think the second part of that is, you know, having a big league environment that it's a continuation of their development. It's a continuation of the culture. It's a welcoming and a sense of belief and support, both from staff and players. And, you know, I think our guys have shown a history of doing that. And, you know, I think the players up there, for the most part, because a lot of them have come through the system, you know, I think welcome guys with open arms and you know, want to help those guys contribute. So just the collaborative feel there of, hey, you're one of us, you belong, and let's go to work. You know, the first part in terms of preparing guys for that challenge of the big leagues, you know, I think that it's a recognition. It's not the first time they've transitioned to a level. Every time that you get promoted, you know, I think the player asks himself, you know, am I good enough? Am I ready for this? And so trying to help those guys make sense of each of those transitions as they go throughout the minor leagues, and then recognize that this is, you know, it may be the most significant and most challenging transition, but it's not the first transition they've had of coming into, you know, to a new level and to a new team. I think the other part of it is obviously making sure there's alignment top to bottom, so that it's not a new, you know, it's not a completely foreign team and a completely foreign environment that they're walking into. And then I think the third part of it is making sure that those guys are ready to stand alone, to be pros. Because when you get up there, you've got to know yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You got to go be consistent in being yourself. So knowing your strengths, knowing what your challenges might be, understanding, you know, how the game may attack you, and being prepared for that. And then us making sure that between the AAA staff and the Major League staff, there's alignment on what that is, and that we can continue that development process going as seamlessly as possible.
Yeah, because once they're in the big leagues, the gloves are off, and that's that. You know, with the Pirates having a lot of players come over from other organizations, maybe spending a brief amount of time in the Pirates minor league system, but then debuting as Pirates, is there? Do you find that that's a uniform thing? Some of the things that you mentioned around baseball, or are there some things from other organizations that other guys have brought in that have opened some eyes in terms of approaches or different things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody, you know, everybody says the things that I just mentioned. It's I think the separator becomes how well you execute them. Mm-hmm. I think that's always you know, the challenge with this. I think that as guys have come over from different organizations, you know, we want to get to know the individual first and foremost. But then there's also some discussion on, okay, how have you been coached? How, you know, what is the environment you've come into and come from? And some of that is just to help us better coach that individual. Some of it's also because we're always trying to learn and get better ourselves and be able to see if there's, you know, something that we feel like might help guys, you know, transition. I think that there's obviously some different ways to execute the things that I mentioned in the first part, but I think that general recipe applies. And, you know, that the more that the individual, when they go up there, is ready, and by ready, I mean that he has a strong sense of who he is, he has a strong sense of why he does what he does, he has a strong sense of what his strengths are and how he's going to play those strengths, it just increases the chances of that individual going out there and dealing with the differences in the level. And the difference in the level is a fewfold. One is the speed of the game. Two is just the consistency of it. So, you know, on any given night in the minor leagues, you'll see big league ability. The question is, do you see it the next night? Do you see it 1-9? Do you see it, you know, how consistent do you see it? And so I think that those are the challenges. Plus, you know, all the other distractions that happen, potentially happen in the big leagues in terms of media, fans, you know, how you deal with the public reaction to your performance. How consistently can guys stay on their process and not let it get derailed because of an 0-for-4 or because of a, you know, a bad article or whatever it may be? How consistently can guys stay on that process and continue to learn as they go? Because the adjustments aren't over, like you said earlier in the show.
Yeah, a lot more eyes when you get to the big leagues, that's for sure. Kyle Stark joining us, Vice President and Assistant GM of the Pirates, filling in for Neil Huntington on the Neil Huntington Show. We'll continue from Denver right after this here on the Pirates Baseball Network. Back on the Neil Huntington Show, Kyle Stark joining us, Pirates Assistant GM. First, we'll pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves here on the Pirates Baseball Network. And, Kyle, I wanted to ask you one question before we get to the Fall League. I definitely want to get into some of the guys that are going to be in the Fall League about that. But international development and Rio Agrizal, who has started for the Pirates a number of games this year, 10 to be exact, homegrown starting pitcher in international development. And what's newer, maybe even in recent years, to try to get more international players contributing, specifically starting pitching, but overall at the big league level?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny because whatever gets done at international, I mean, we joke around about the draft and, hey, did you have a good draft? Everybody says yes, and then we'll let you know in, you know, 5-plus years, tack on 2 to 4 more on the international side. So, you know, it's definitely a long term play. You know, we made the decision a couple years ago to have new leadership in our international scouting space and brought in Junior Vizcaino, who had significant experience on the amateur side with Kansas City, and then some international experience with Boston, and have tasked him with ultimately bringing in more impact talent in the organization and making sure that we were synced up in terms of how we're both evaluating and then also acquiring talent, you know, across the board. And, you know, I think the game continues to become more international, and if you're just relying on the draft, it makes it really hard. And we've had some, you know, dry spells on the international side. But Junior has come in and immediately has had an impact in terms of both signing some players for the long haul, but signing some guys that were a little bit older that we were able to plug in at the lower levels and have some success. And I think when you look at, you know, the success we had in the Dominican, and obviously this is winning today in the Dominican doesn't mean you'll win tomorrow in the big league, but to see not only the success of the one team and the other team having a very competitive season, but also the number of players who both had good years, also, you know, earned postseason honors, and then just the number of players that have already within 2 years are impacting our lowest levels here in the States. That, you know, Junior and his staff have done a good job of committing to a championship culture, a championship process, to identify guys that we feel like have the tools and ability, but also the makeup, the aptitude, and the attitude to go. Help make this championship organization the big leagues too.
Yeah, clearly there's no direct correlation between winning at the minor league level and individual player success and development, but it certainly beats the alternative. And generally speaking, yes, if you're beating your competition at that level, there are probably some better players, and they might make their way up. It's the same thing what economists say, right? With national policy, it takes 5 years or so before the effects are shown. Same thing with international development, I presume, as well. So take a little while to find out, but hopefully some good things to come for the Pirates. We'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll talk Fall League with Kyle Stark and try to figure out who are some of these guys that are going to be playing in the Fall League for the Pirates. That's as we continue right here on the Pirates Baseball Network. Back on the Neil Huntington Show, and Kyle Stark joining us, VP and Assistant GM of the Pirates here. And with the Fall League coming up in about a month or so, I wanted to figure out some of these names because we might see them in spring training or maybe even next season with the Pirates. But O'Neill Cruz obviously is a name that really comes up. And I think everyone always asks, will he stay at shortstop? But I want to know what you're seeing from him as a hitter right now. Obviously, the raw power is there. and his at least the last time I saw him down in Bradenton in the spring, looks like he still has some filling out to do at 20 years old. But where is he at as a hitter right now?
Yeah, he's holding his own in Double A. He's having some success. He's sitting in the top of the order there. And, I think that the power, like you referenced, is real. It's legitimate. The question, becomes how do we continue to, control a strike zone to make sure that power plays consistently. And he's doing that as a very young player at Double A and, continue to hold his own, have some success there. So encouraged where he's at offensively as a young player in Double A, and a guy that continues to respond to whatever challenge we throw at him.
Another name, Jared Oliva, who was kind of a name that we were tossing around early, kind of faded away for a little bit, but now is back in that mix again. What has he done? How has he adjusted to a few struggles and now back to really being in that mix again?
Yeah, Jared's a guy that we liked a lot coming out of last year in Bradenton, and he struggled in Double A to start the season. The first 2 months were bad. To see where he's finishing is a testament to him, the adjustments he's made. I think that, I think at the end of the day, he has realized a few things about himself. I think that question of when a guy transitions to a level is, am I good enough? And, I think he has realized, what is his core? That core doesn't need to change. What are some of the adjustments and things we need to make? And how do we go about doing that? And then I think ultimately it's a matter of, risking some things and selling out to moving some things forward as opposed to playing it safe. And I think that he's done a really good job with that, and where he's finishing up compared to where he was on, the end of May is a testament to him and the things he's learned there at Double A.
Coney Ponce picked up in a trade at the trade deadline. What have the Pirates learned about him of having him around for a month?
Yeah, when we acquired Cody, the thought was, he was pitching in the pen. Thought was we'd probably continue to do that. I think when he got in, our staff sat down with him, had some conversations with him. He expressed some interest in starting again. We felt like there's some ingredients to do that. Have since gotten him up to AAA, and he's had a few starts here at AAA and has shown some encouraging things. So we're going to send him out there to start and get some additional innings and see if he can't continue to refine his arsenal and how he uses, his weapons to attack hitters. He's got four pitches. All of them are certainly weapons for him. It's just a matter of continuing to refine those and then solidify how he uses them in order to get hitters out, but have been encouraged, first impressions, and then to see him bounce up here at AAA and have some success starting has been encouraging.
Talking with Kyle Stark, filling in for Neil Huntington on the Neil Huntington Show, talking about some of the guys that are going to be in the Fall League for the Pirates this year. Nick Mears, a buddy of mine, was kind of a bird dog for the Pirates. Mentioned him from the Northwoods League. Nick Mears, hard thrower. He said buddy Matt says he really likes him. So that's all I really know about Nick Mears. I haven't seen him pitch. What have you seen from Nick Mears?
Yeah, Nick's done a great job going from undrafted to finishing in Double A and then going to the Fall League. That's not too long ago. He wasn't drafted, but we had a few different people ping us on him, throwing the ball pretty decent up in the Northwoods League, some of our people saw him, were encouraged. Area guy went, spent some time with him, Mike Sanso, and really, got to know the young man and spent some time figuring out whether, this was a guy we wanted to bet on, and ultimately did. He chose us over, a couple other organizations. And since transitioning in, Instruction League, the offseason, a couple camps, has really turned his life around in terms of he has dealt with some challenges, some personal challenges, and the commitment, the focus that he's made to his career is showing up. And, a guy that came in throwing low to mid-90s, now we're talking, upper 90s to 100, and with a swing and miss breaking ball, and has really upped his strike throwing, has improved his strike throwing. So a guy that's grown a ton in a short period of time, and we're excited to give him a chance to go face some of the best minor league competition baseball in the Fall League.
Oh, great story. And I don't know how to say Blake's last name. Is it Cedarland?
Yep.
Cedarland. Okay, well, I should have just said it, and then I would have sounded smarter. But what do we know about him? All I know is he's a hard thrower. That's all I know about him so far.
He is a hard thrower and a guy similar transformation to Mears in that there's been huge growth as a man this year. Obviously, we draft him, and he'd been in the system a few years. But the maturation process of Blake and his commitment to his craft, has really shown off this year. And, now have gone from high A to double A to finishing up here at triple A, throwing upper 90s, low 100s with a power sinker, and has some secondary weapons that he can mix in. But more than just a thrower, there's some pitchability there. We've had him start in the past. But he's definitely a reliever, a power arm reliever who has really grown in being a pro and how he approaches everything. And certainly proud of his growth this year and excited to see how he does out in Arizona as well.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on some of those names for the Fall League. Of course, those guys are always candidates to be invited to spring training. Sometimes they even make their way into the big leagues, or like Brian Reynolds, maybe do a batting title the very next year. We got about a minute and a half, Kyle, left. Maybe a couple of quick odds and ends here. Kevin Newman leaving the game last night on a double switch, not in the starting lineup today. Is he okay?
Yeah, we're cautiously optimistic. He should be fine. Just experienced some tightness in his leg that we think he's going to be fine. The day game after the night game and coming out of that game, it's an opportunity between today and tomorrow with the off day. We're cautiously optimistic he should be fine.
Well, that's good news because for the Rockies, too, because yeah. He's been hit so well here in Denver, 9 hits in the series. Good to know that is relatively minor. And then the last question I had, too, is, and we got about 30 seconds, but overall this year, I know it hasn't gone the way that the Pirates have hoped, but overall prevailing feeling of something that is positive going into this offseason that you like?
Yeah, I think that we have not done what we wanted to do at the big league level this year. I think some of that's some things that we know we can do better. I think some of that has been, some adversity in terms of how we've gone through that. I think that the lessons that have come out of that for both players and staff is huge, and I think that there is a genuine belief that there's a lot of good things going on in this organization, beyond the major league level, that and give us encouragement that those things will continue to show up at the major league level. So encouraging year last year, some very encouraging things this year, and some encouraging things that don't show up in the big leagues that I think all of us are going to work together to keep moving some things forward and be fired up about next year.
Kyle, thanks for the time, and baseball up next on the Pirates Baseball Network.